6:01, I'll call the Public Works Committee meeting for Tuesday, February 18th, 2025. We have Alderman Merrick, Alderman Solling, Alderman Koch here, Alderman Cornelius is on Zoom, and we have Alderman Funkhauser as well. And we have city staff. Citizens' comments. And we have visitor.
I'm just here to check everything out, so I'm Noah Anderson. I'm a resident.
How you doing?
Great. Okay, we'll move on to minutes for corrections slash approval, January 21, 2025.
I'm good.
Rusty?
Good.
All right, we'll take them as approved. New business, item one, PW 2025-12, snow operations report.
Our monthly informational item, just kind of letting everybody know what kind of salt and brine we use, kind of how many times we went out. And just wanted to reiterate, it's been kind of a mild winter again this year. Now, we have had some activity last week, but you know, as far as overall winter, we're still below on salt usage, so which is very good for us. I think we're at 1,300 tons we've ordered this year, which is about 700 shy of what we usually use. So that's great. If I any questions, I'll gladly answer.
Rusty?
Questions.
Okay. Well, I'll move on to item two, PW 2025-13, a resolution approving a bid to replace the roofs at three city buildings, and that would be well number seven, well number eight, and Beecher Center roofs.
Yes, we have a nice memo from our facilities manager, Jesus, in the packet. We did a public bid opening for the roofs at well seven treatment facility, well eight treatment facility, and for the Beecher Center. We had two bidders, and the low bidder was Filato Roofing, I believe, and they came in, I believe, at $2,800 over the budget, which we will be able to make up. These roofs, these are scheduled, these are budgeted for this year, and we will have this done before May 1.
Yeah. Is this just shingling, or is it complete tear-offs?
It's tear-off. But it's tear off and reshingle. There shouldn't be, we have a price for plywood, but we shouldn't have maybe the Beecher Center in some of the valleys, but we got a price for that as well.
Okay.
Do you ever have any issues with ice damming on the Beecher roof?
We do not. We've done it in, this will be the second re-roof that I've done. It's just been 25 year shingles and we should be good to go.
I remember the last one. Yeah, I'm old. That's all I have.
Rusty, you have anything?
No questions.
Chris?
Is it typical to only receive a couple bids?
You know, I thought it was less than we had usually, but these are both reputable companies, and Jesus checked the background on both of them, and I thought Olson would have done it, or maybe one of the local guys.
I was just surprised. Yeah.
I was too, but we'll take them.
All right. Let's see. That needs to go to the next city council meeting.
It does. $98,000 or so.
Yep, almost 100.
Put that on record. Item three, PW 2025-14, ordinance accepting the dedication of a right of way for public road purpose, and that's Crimson Lane.
I wonder if there's a memo in the packets. Within the last 6 months or so, staff became aware that Crimson Lane had never been officially dedicated. Going back 20 years or so where that should have taken place. So we did prepare a dedication document. The document was actually executed by the Hammonds last week. So we're certainly recommending moving forward and accepting that dedication at this point in time just to try to clean that up. So certainly available to answer any questions that anybody may have.
Good.
Right.
Rusty,
anything? No, I'm good.
What's that?
I'm good with it.
Okay. Chris?
Well, we're maintaining it anyways.
Yes.
Okay. Other questions? fees going up?
Nothing.
Okay, so I can go on consent?
Correct.
Go with consent.
Yeah,
that's fine. That was Chris.
Okay. Item 4, PW 2025-15, Worsley Street right-of-way vacation.
All right, so we have a unique opportunity here. Adjacent to a property that we just, I believe, was rezoned for Peter McKnight, and I forget the name of the development company that now owns the property. Obviously, if you do a multi-generational home right on the Fox River. His next-door neighbor is the Schillinger family, who's lived there for a long time. They figured out that Worsley Lane, in between the two properties, if I can ever get the map to show here, lots of the packet, is a 30-foot-wide right-of-way for Worsley Street, which there is no street there currently. There's no utilities in there, so they had asked us to consider just vacating it to them, which is a process that requires a public hearing, a couple months of city council meetings, and a vote before we consider doing it. The end result being that the property is split in half. Each side gets 15 feet of that right-of-way in general. They're supposed to pay, whatever we think is fair. I think the last time we did a right-of-way vacation was to the county. We did Jefferson Street or
yes.
Madison Street, portions of it. We gave it to them, I think, for a nominal fee of $10. So that's what we propose here. The market value of that is probably a little bit more than that, $200, maybe a couple thousand if that. Necessary to do so. We are recommending to retain a 5-foot utility easement on the center line of that right away, so that if we ever need to put in drainage or anything else, we'd be able to do so without much of an issue. So that is the proposal. If everybody's okay with it, we would take it to City Council to initiate the process and then do a public hearing in the City Council meeting in the future. Of note, this does require 6 out of 8 aldermen to vote for it. And approve it. I don't believe the mayor has a vote on this one, and so you guys really have to be in alignment with wanting to do it if it actually gets done. So if you have any questions.
So you said it's a 5 feet on each side of the center line, so 10 feet total?
Is what we were thinking to
okay.
retain. So well, technically, the property will be owned by them. We'll just have an easement over the top of it.
Okay.
What's the estimate of staff time spent?
On it so far?
Where did Soup to Nuts from?
Haven't done a detailed one. It's probably, a few dozen man hours to do. So, now we've already had a couple meetings on it, so there are 5 or 6 of us just having the discussion. It's half hour to an hour, so that's, easily gets up into the tens, and then there's work to be done afterwards.
Yeah.
There will be attorney fees, et cetera, to do so, surveyor's fees.
Over the next 200 years, we'll recoup it in property tax.
I'm just wondering, is there a way to accomplish this with an easier, cheaper route that essentially gets us to what they can use, respective sides?
There's no way to give it to them. They can use it without our objection for free. In perpetuity, it's just, 150 years from now, whoever ends up owning the property and whatever, city organization still exists, could put a road through there or utilities.
Use it as a boat launch
yeah.
or something.
Right, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
55th pedestrian bridge or something. You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the downside, they could say we have to maintain it as well.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start having to mow that little strip.
The smaller of the two lots.
Yep.
Is that the guy who's got the big dirt pile that keeps
no.
washing away?
No, that is
okay.
That is one more to the east.
One more to the east. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, him and I are going to have words again here, Chris.
Yep.
Good.
Yes.
Rusty.
No questions.
Chris.
Yeah. So. This has to be a public hearing, so we just don't do anything with it then right now, right?
Correct.
Well, it would be a positive recommendation out of committee to take it to City Council to start
okay.
the process.
Well, I think we have that, right?
Anybody against it?
To the 225 City Council?
Yes.
Okay.
So
So it just goes through one hearing and then we vote, this council would vote the following?
We'd probably take it back to committee after the materials are drafted. And I forget if the city council, if the public hearing is before the city council or PCC off the top of my head, for either one of those meetings, then it would be a city council meeting for a vote after that.
Okay. We're essentially just giving the recommendation and move forward.
Yeah, if you guys have objections to it and you just don't want to do it because we might have an idea for it down the road or we just don't want to open Pandora's box, now would be the time before we spend any hours on it to kill it. But I'm not hearing that.
Do you foresee us ever using it for anything?
No. And we haven't used it since 1920.
Okay. We knew this existed, right?
We did, in a way. I mean, we knew that Worsley Street had the alleyways and the smaller, narrower right-of-ways, but they were we really did not have a use.
Okay, I was just thinking about, because what is it, one more, two more over is where we put that easement in, where we ran the...
We have storm sewer storm easement sewer, two yeah. over, and we have an easement that is along the river. There is a sanitary sewer easement already. Okay. And there's water up front.
That was just my concern, was we never foresee that as possibly being...
And
some
we
type of drainage.
Drainage, we retain the 10 feet.
That's the 10-foot easement.
Correct.
That.
And even if you wanted to put sanitary in there, you could, or water.
And if they were to put a fence or something on it?
Over the easement, it's our right to go
so
in there and remove that.
Yeah, you just tear it down then.
Correct.
Okay.
Just put a big red stripe.
Okay, I would say you got permission to go forward.
Okay. As long as Eric doesn't think we'll use it by 2120.
I don't think so. I think we'll be good.
Okay. It's a good 105-year-old.
Okay. Item 5, PW 2025-16, resolution approving a bid to replace water mains.
All right. We took bids on the 2025 water main replacement program a week or so ago. This is to replace about 9,000 feet of water main. As you recall, the IDNR is looking for the city to get below 10% water loss before we connect down to Lake Michigan. So the city has ramped up its water main replacement program for several years, and this being another year of that. So we had 7 bidders on this particular project, the low bidder being Windinger Excavating. Just over almost $4.8 million was the low bid. This particular project has multiple funding sources, water being the vast majority of it, but there's also some sidewalk funds and roadway funds that are also part of this project. So this is a little bit different than our standard project. This has the IDK loan interest loan funding source behind it. So that will fund the water side of things. So they have a little bit of a different process. So instead of, normally we would recommend awarding the contract and the city council would vote on that. At this time, the city council has to approve basically a notice of intent to award. So you're not officially awarding it at this time. You're just, you're issuing the notice of intent to award. And then it goes down to the IEPA and starts the whole loan finalization process. So there's that document plus several other documents that are shipped down to the EPA. And basically over the next month or two, the loans are finalized and that'll be brought back forth to the city council. So at the city council, a couple months down the road, we'll approve the loan and then also issue a formal award to the contractors. So in this case, the bids were higher than what the initial loan amount requested was. But in recent conversations with the IEPA, they do have extra money available, so they would be able to accommodate the higher loan value. So we intentionally try to cram as much into this project as possible, trying to maximize our loan with the IEPA. It is most likely around a 1.9 to 2% loan. So very advantageous for the city. So, all that will have to be hammered out, the final size of the project, those final loan details will be brought back to the City Council for final approval. Certainly we'll be working with Eric and Bart and Rob to finalize any details on the city side to bring a full package back to the council. So at this time, basically what we're requesting is the City Council consider issuing the notice of intent to award, and then again, much more detail will be brought back a month or two down the road. So certainly be happy to answer any questions. It's a little bit different process here for this particular project. We have two more of these projects coming up down the road here soon. It'll be an elevated tank project that falls into the loan category, as well as one of the receiving stations. So over the next couple months, you'll see additional projects that have a similar type of memo and structure.
I'll go first, I guess. So, just so I understand what we're doing here, so I see a lot of, looks like pipes going like under 47, with the red marks going across. I assume that's what that means, right?
You're looking at eight exhibit 10?
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture. It's an 8-inch water main there, I believe. It crosses 47 in three or four different spots.
Yeah, we are not crossing Route 47. So if you're looking at the exhibits, there should be some blue highlights.
Okay.
That is where we are replacing the water main.
So the red piece, it like goes under bridge. Yeah, wherever I see a red piece, then that's
just existing water main.
Okay.
That we're not touching with this project. So it's the blue highlighted areas. That's the water main replacement target. There's some additional paving that we're doing since we're in the neighborhood, if you will. That's kind of the tan or gold color. And that's the brunt of the project there.
Are any of these water mains under recently paved streets?
In the last 15 years.
Or last 10 years?
15 or 20, yeah.
Okay, so because I was just curious if some of these were like not paved that not that long ago. Or all right.
Yeah, so Main Street, Eric, that's the oldest water main
right.
remaining, right, to be replaced?
I believe so. I believe it's 1929.
And then we never repaved Main Street then.
We repaved Main Street, but it's been a long time ago.
Okay.
It was so bad that we needed to repave it.
That's what sticks in my mind. Yeah. That, like, what, 2012, 2013?
15, maybe?
Huh?
So probably 2015?
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Or is it?
I thought I remember us doing it.
It was an overlay, though. It was kind of a grind and overlay. It wasn't a reconstruct. Because we knew we were going to replace it when we replaced the water main.
What do you think the reasoning was at that time that we wouldn't replace it if we're tearing it up?
Though it was too expensive.
Okay.
The project was too expensive for the water main and the road, but the road was in such bad shape that we put a new wearing surface on it.
Matt?
I guess the only question I have is not relative to this, but with the acceleration of the water main replacement, where would this get us in that total?
Yeah, so we're keeping up with the plan thus far. So, water main replacement will never stop, right? So, there's always a useful life to water main, it's a good practice to replace a certain amount every year.
Yeah.
So once we get through this year, basically the city has another target, for the next 4, 5, 6 years. We do have some maps, some exhibits. We can bring it for the next meeting that would present that and show that.
Okay.
As far as how we're doing against the water loss, we're currently working through that water audit material right now, and that'll be brought back to the committee here as soon as we wrap it up to kind of give an overall score.
I think there's one more year of really accelerated water main replacement. We'd like to have that done by September 30th of 2026.
Okay.
That gives us our year of like water loss, so we can get under it for our 2028 Lake Michigan.
Okay. We're looking 4 to 6 total years of accelerated projects outside of normal water.
Yeah, this has been third major one. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was real heavy in the first 5 or 6 years, and then it tails off.
Okay. This one was an old one. What's the next oldest one?
Portion, like right in front of Alderman Plocher's house on Washington Street, is older water main. This will get rid of most of the very old water main. There's some still in Countryside we have to do in the rear yards.
I was wondering if Countryside had some older ones.
With some rear yards that are like 1972-ish.
You can use the wrench you use for a mailbox, too.
Correct. And there's also in Dolphin, Adrian, there's some older water main in that area as well. That's next year.
Okay.
Where we're stopping, just by Beecher,
mm-hmm.
How much further does Main Street extend past Beecher?
The water main's new. It goes down to Elizabeth Street, but that's a 12-inch water main we put in the mid-2010s, I think it was.
And the sidewalks over there are in relatively good shape?
There are none in that area.
I don't think there is.
They end basically by Smokies, by Beecher.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I'm trying to remember exactly in proximity where it was, because I've gotten calls every 2 weeks for the last 2 years about the sidewalks on
South Main. Yeah. And that's a big project. That's a big part of this project, is getting those replaced.
I mean with them and just keep putting it off. Mm-hmm. Now I can tell them
it's coming.
Good.
Rusty?
No questions. I'm good with it.
Chris? Just a question on a little piece of resurfacing. The courthouse square, Madison, did we vacate that one as well? You got Ridge and Jefferson, but did we vacate or did we retain just the Madison piece?
Did we retain Madison? I think Jefferson is where we vacated. So it might have, like, there might have been some feet on Madison.
I was going to say, do we retain Polk Ridge and Madison going up?
I believe so.
Okay. Because I thought we were... I thought at one point we had considered or maybe did do more vacation through there. But I just want to...
Jefferson was part of the Route 47 project, and I believe
right.
Ridge was part of the county expansion project.
Right.
I believe Madison's our only one.
Ridge, though?
That portion east of South Main, I thought we vacated.
That's what I thought we were doing. And I thought we were doing the whole loop. So if we could check that, because
yes,
that's not ours.
Yes. No, yeah, yeah. No, good question. We'll double check that.
Yeah. Not ours, not repaved.
Yeah, but then would we just, like, if you're paving part of it, you don't have to leave one spot open, right? You would just basically get them
if
some money from
that. If we vacated it, it's the county's. The county can repave it.
Yeah, was it, or we could have repaved and they pay us for it, right?
I'll look.
I know my surveyor, I know, has that information because we've looked it up before. I just
yep.
don't recall off the top
yeah,
of my head.
Correct.
It's been a while since we talked about it, so I just
double check. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it. I've asked Brad a lot of questions.
No
more questions for Brad.
Kendall County GIS shows Ridge Street and Jefferson Street as vacated, but shows Madison as.
Okay.
So,
yep.
That's good memory.
Okay. So let's see here. That should go on regular time. Right. Item 6. PW 2025-1 says resolution approving supplement number 1 to the agreement for land acquisition consulting services with Mathewson Right of Way Company.
Yes, we hired Mathewson to do due diligence and negotiations on several parcels that we need to acquire for the DWC connection on the south side of town, near Route 126 and 71. Again, we're using federal WIFIA funds for those acquisitions, and so we have to use the federal land acquisition regulations and processes in order to maintain funding eligibility. So we had already approved an agreement with Mathewson to do 9 properties at $162,000 a few months ago. And since then, we've actually brought along the design engineering on the water main, determined we need to buy 3 more properties. So they've given us a supplemental agreement to do 3 more properties at a cost of $45,000, so $15,000 per property, which is actually slightly less than the unit pricing that we had in the previous contract, and we recommend approval.
You're good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I'm good, yeah.
Rusty?
Good.
Chris?
Good.
Okay. Item 7. Let's see. Put that horseman money. Let's put that in right here. Item 7, PW 2025-18, Northland Lane parking restrictions, and this is discussion, and I believe we're talking about Alderman Merritt about this. So.
Yeah, I included the 2013 or 2014 original restriction. And again, we allowed parking on the east side of the road because there were hydrants on the west side of the road. And we didn't want kids using the park and jumping in between cars if they were parked on the west side of the road originally. So with the Heartland Meadows West development going in, I know we talked as part of that discussion that we would most likely be losing a fair amount of parking in front of those homes because you're going to have driveway cuts there. And so there was a conversation about whether we should swap the parking restriction from the east side to the west side, or the parking allowance from the east side to the west side, to potentially gain more parking in that area. So I don't know if we've had any chance to do any measurements out there to see if we have an idea of how many cars that we might be able to accommodate on the west side versus the east side. And we can certainly bring that to you at a later date here. But that's the general concept. Let's go.
I would put it to you guys, it's your word to start with.
That's the first part that I want to know is, obviously the east side, there's a handful of driveways at that north end of it, so you know, you lose a few there. But once you shift over to the west side, you've got four hydrants, so you're losing some spaces there. Probably, if you were just swapping it from one side to the other, you might be, I did think you were
done. Sorry, no bad influence.
If you're just swapping it from one side to the other, you're probably almost equal. Obviously, my concern that I have was the view as you're coming around because it's on the other side of the curve. Now you have a little more issue looking down the street when you're parked. I'd like to know the numbers that we're looking at for the parking and just kind of lines of sight because this one, I know you can make the argument, well, there's other curves that are tighter that you can say the same argument about, you know, not being able to see around, but when you're doing a much tighter curve, you're going a lot slower than this one here. I know we did traffic study here and it showed they're within the 85th percentile, but you get the outliers.
Yep.
And the 85th percentile of 30 miles an hour gets pretty quick. So, and then I know we had a option in the memo about noticing residents.
Yep.
So, open to doing that to have them be aware of changes and get feedback that way. Because that's just simple notification of the future meeting that we would discuss it, right?
Correct. Once you guys endorse the parking restriction, we would send out a few letters to really whatever geographic area you want us to. I mean, here there's nobody that's going to be directly adjacent to it, but maybe you do a couple homes off each side.
Right. And honestly, noticing the HOA, they send it out directly, so that's a good, they've been very good about doing that.
Good.
So,
great.
That's presently. Yeah, and my concern is just the opposite curve, and just knowing that visual hits really difficult, so I don't want to have an issue with that.
Okay, so maybe we want to bring this back when we have the parking counts on each side, just to, you know, because if it's a net loss, you might keep it there on the other side, right?
The only thing is it just shows the red line. It doesn't give much detail.
Okay.
Yeah, page 97.
All right.
Net loss.
It's the old one.
Or even a nominal.
The one is right at the south corner, so it probably doesn't take an effect because we should have a corner parking restriction as it is.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, so that one doesn't really account for, but it's the other three that you go through that'll have a bearing on. But what are we?
To add to Chris's point, it would be really close to an even swap, except for the new street that's going to be cut in.
Yeah.
You're going to lose at least four spots there.
Just for the street. Curve.
Just for the street.
Because really, from the new street to Blackberry Shore, you're probably losing all of that.
Yeah, you may get one spot.
Yeah, once you do the corners.
Correct.
And then when you go to the north side of that new street, you got a corner restriction.
Right.
And then with those being narrow lots, you're really not parking between those. And if you are, it's tight. You're going to be...
It'll be smaller cars,
The driveways, it's got to be tight. So if you were to keep it on that side, you lose.
You'll probably lose an additional four spots as compared to the other side.
At that point, because I see an issue
I see an issue with the potential of parking internal to the neighborhood. The new, because on the north side where there are narrow lots with hydrants on the north side, you're going to have issues with trying to park anything. Then the south side is the only part that you're going to park that south side of the new drive coming in.
Right.
So if people are going to park on the street coming in there, that's the only place they could do it. So it's going to be a little tight. That's the bad thing about areas like that with the utilities and narrow streets, or narrow driveways.
Where would that new street be coming in?
It's just to the north
of... Like 200 feet north?
Yeah.
Roughly? 150?
Of
Blackberry Shore Lane.
Okay.
Yeah, so it comes in, if you go to the area, right about where the dugout on the first baseline is. Across from there, generally.
Hard to see from that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I was sitting there trying to figure out.
I've been over there. I kind of have an idea where he's talking about.
I know where he's at, too, and I was...
The way I cut over to go to your house.
That's right.
Get lost in that situation.
I think Brad will be able to provide a good visual to get everybody.
Yeah, we'll get a good exhibit together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aerial.
Yeah. Just overlay there.
Did you want to add anything else to that?
No, I think that's reasonable.
So you were getting some stuff from the residents, right?
No, it was just a general inquiry.
Okay. So I was curious what the residents have been saying to you guys.
It was just, I got my feedback while we were going through this issue of where are they going to park, what's going to be, how are they going to do that. Mm-hmm. The discussion of flipping the parking came up, but that's my reservation. It's just, it doesn't really work. Create more issues. But
did you say you had issues with speeding down there too?
We always get complaints about speeding on that road, especially as it comes around the curve. So they did a full traffic study through there, and you get your outliers, but the majority fall within the acceptable, the percentile. Now, I'm all okay with temporary, speed bumps in there, Eric.
You always are, Chris.
They can be removed for winter.
Okay, so we'll bring it back next month with the
county. With the county.
Good, or?
Yep, I'm good with it.
Yeah, I
just do that.
Okay.
Okay, move on to item... Number 8, PW 2025-19, Cannonball Trail Path, just kind of a discussion. I know we all got an email from a resident that had, I guess, a pretty serious accident over there on a bike. I don't know. I just wanted to make sure we discussed it, and I don't even know if you have any idea of a number, even if you had to guess.
Cost?
Yeah, for some kind of walking trail or pedestrian trail, if it's even possible, I don't know.
Yeah, it's about a mile, or it would be about a mile of path. There's quite a few challenges that would be associated with a potential path there. So, there's drainage issues. There's a fairly large ditch you would have to cross. There's right-of-way issues. A lot of it's not even in the city, it's in the county. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of trees to contend with, so there's just a lot of stuff. In order to be able to put in a trail. So just a real high conceptual ballpark number, you're probably looking at $750,000 to run a mile worth of trail, purchase right away, deal with all those other things that were just mentioned. There is a future path along Route 47, that we'll be going in ultimately when that gets constructed. So, that would be a good connector between Route 34 and Route 47 there, but there's a lot of challenges, at least following along the path. Maybe there's other routes that accomplish the same thing and would be a little bit safer and maybe have a little bit less less as far as challenges go. But we haven't looked at that real close. But there could be other options to get from A to B.
So I had responded to Matt's question, which was prompted by the victim's husband's email. So just big picture, bike trails have not been on the city council's goal list in a few years. Okay, so that's something to think about. If it's only $1 million, sure, that seems a lot more reasonable than I expected.
Yeah, I guess that number surprised me.
You know, that's a grab number.
It's very much a grab number,
yes.
Yeah.
But there have been other sections of trails in town that connect subdivisions, Fox Road, that are, I would say, similar situation here. You have a disjointed subdivision to connect into the wider trail system, and we've asked for grants for that one before and have been denied, at a cost of, $3+ million. So I just, want to make sure everybody's aware that there are other areas in the city, too, that people have asked for, granted that with the recent accident history, which is, definitely, probably going to push it up in the priority list, talk about it, but there are other things to consider than just this one area if you decide to foray into it.
So if you were going to put something in, does it matter which north or south side of Campbell?
Well, I think
The south side is more
south
county
side.
Right,
but yeah. We already have a trail. It would be on the west side.
Yeah,
that would go on the north side.
Because we've got trail by the bank. And we've got trail by kind of marketplace.
Yeah. Okay.
So we just need to connect. And there's only 5 parcels that are not in the city along that northern stretch. Is this north or west?
Both.
Both, isn't it?
Because the one right.
Let's call it the northwest.
The one immediately north of Kendall Marketplace is on the west side of the road.
Yeah. Right. And then there's.
And that's where
the kennel.
That's where the ditch is.
The residence.
Yeah.
Right. Less parcels, probably less conflicts on the.
Because you've got 2 major pieces that are HOAs.
Yes.
So,
Their own challenges.
I should say, the one is an HOA. Maddie, that's yours. Yours is an out parcel, so you got right away to out parcel. But the other one, Cannonball States, is individual lots with a landscape easement. So, if you're looking to have to take land, it's each individual owner. So, becomes challenging. And this is not in any plans that we have for road improvements, which would require a trail.
No, it's okay.
And we have the power poles on the west end.
We do.
I don't recall from his email, where did she have the accident?
Right at the bend near the
right in front of
church.
Cecilia Farms.
Yeah. She usually comes out from Alice, turns north onto Cannonball at a very, very slow speed when she bikes, it's a very slow pace. And she's out there highly visible, I will say. But makes that turn and comes around.
So you're saying past Patricia and by 47 is where she had it?
So we're right where Amanda Lane comes out.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
Basically.
Somewhere right between the kennel entrance and Amanda Lane. I don't know the exact location of where it's going to come from.
The county's portion is generally like somewhere here.
Do you know what the destination is, Chris? Mm-hmm. Just like where in
honestly,
particular case?
Upon leaving the area, the neighborhoods, I don't know.
Just curious.
She comes out on Alice, you said?
Yeah.
Because they're on Patricia. So that's
okay.
Yeah, because I will either see her coming that way or heading, if she's doing the western loop, she's heading out the other way, which.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's weird the way it's township and city and township. So the New Life Church is city,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Kendall is township. And the house.
It's very very disjointed. Yeah. I remember that from when I took care of the curve.
Right.
Different parcels.
The road
jumps in and out
of township.
And you have to when you took care of the curve, did we have to buy some easement there for that?
There was some right of way that was
some acquisition, but the township was our partner in that, they did it on their portion on the unincorporated areas.
Hmm.
So, I mean, the next step on this, if you wanted to move forward with it, would be to do some sort of cost estimate or feasibility study to do it. You know, I'm just going to guess that would be tens of thousands of dollars probably to do a feasibility study on a one-off contract. Might be a little cheaper if we're only doing one section of roadway. You know, and we can bring that forward in a future meeting if you'd like us to. And then if you want us to look at any other sections of roadway, you know, we can bring those up too. The only thing that I hadn't mentioned was in 2012 or 2011, we did a referendum for a bike path bond of about $8 million, and it connected generally every other subdivision in town that wasn't already going to be connected in 47 with bike paths, and that was like an $8 million project, what we'd assumed at the time. You know, we might be able to take those off and include those for cost estimates updated if you want to, just so we have a general idea of, you know, kind of what we're looking at, the, you know, the entire system. Versus just doing one, that would be your decision.
When we do the comprehensive plans, our bypass component of that, you know, we'll connect. Are we due for one coming up? The last one's 2016.
The comp plan?
Comp plan
is scheduled to be updated in, I think, 2 years. It'll be a part of it. It'll be in the budget to begin in 2026.
So in the meantime, we could dust off what we have and just take a look at it.
Yeah, and then, you know, at least I think you might have an idea as to whether it's $1 million, you know, as a grab number. That's a good ballpark versus it being $3 million because of, you know, whatever consideration there is.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if we have that,
So we'll put something together.
Sure.
If it can be done cheaper, obviously, then that's fine. If we need a contract, then we'll do that at this committee meeting. Don't have one?
Yes, but no. We talked about that one, Bart. They have one, but somebody challenged it because the documents were not properly recorded.
Oh, no, there's one there. They just have it. It's legal. They just have an issue with collecting it for one reason.
They have a resident who claims that it wasn't actually recorded. They couldn't find any reporting documents of the establishment. They still operate. They have
currently we have expensive life very short.
25 years.
Mm-hmm. So then this would be extending that mm-hmm. all the way around the curve,
mm-hmm.
all the way to 47.
Correct.
Because I was just thinking that does that? How many people would walk that? You think if let's say a combination like pedestrian trail or maybe not full blown. Because I think a full blown bike trail is gonna be what 8 feet, right?
It'll be 18 feet.
Yeah.
Feet.
Yeah.
Like what would be the utilization rate that was there?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea of how many the usage to.
I think it'd be pretty,
pretty
substantial.
Okay.
I would think. And there's been not a lot of inquiries. I've got a decent amount just from my neighborhood alone. And to be honest, our HOA wouldn't really have an issue with whatever you guys needed there. They talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as Woodring Meadows, you're not really much of an issue. Which is a decent amount of a run there, at least to, you know, where Country Comfort is.
But you guys want to do a trail competition?
I think a little bit more investigation would be warranted, right?
Yeah.
How about you, Perry?
I do.
Okay. Rusty? A little more details on it?
I guess if you got to...
Again, Ken?
A little more details, good for you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
The Cannonball Bobcat and Tree Service, I think, is kind of the biggest questionable area, right? Because he owns all the way up to the street with the U. And then I think that is this a little Micor station that we have over here?
Or the pump station?
That's ours.
That's our city station, yeah.
Is that the one?
Might run into difficulty with
that. We're pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Did we pay? Yeah, there is a drainage ditch, culvert, right there, right to the north of that.
Okay.
So that. No, that'll be a challenge, though.
Did we pave in front of Eric's house there?
We did.
Okay, dang it. I need some work done over there.
Okay, yeah, enough direction?
Yeah.
Yes. We'll bring it back next month?
Yeah.
Okay, the old business? Any additional business? Meeting adjourned at 6:46.
Thank you.